Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday?
It is The Savage Nation, from the U.S. Navy to wavy gravy in one generation. This is not your father's Navy. Most of those who were injured or killed, God bless them all, were not naval personnel. They were contractors, part of the military-industrial complex, worker bees. To show you how brilliant Eisenhower was when he said, beware the government, the military-government complex, whatever. Remember that? How many times I played it over the last 15 years? Have you seen how many thousands and thousands and thousands of people are there simply getting contracts, letting contracts, etc.? Now, that's not the issue today, but I want to put it in context in terms of what I'm about to say. It is my educated opinion that there must be more guns on bases to prevent this from happening again. I said this after the Fort Hood massacre, where that bastard Major Nidal Hassan went in there, chanted Allah Akbar, and shot, killed 13, wounded 32. Nobody had a gun. He wasn't stopped until a local policewoman came in and shot him. Now here we have another case. Unarmed military personnel, whether they be contractors or not, they're on a U.S. naval base. Who disarmed these naval workers? Who disarmed the military on Navy bases? Who disarmed the military on military bases? And so let me ask you the main question on the Savage Nation. Should there be more gun control or more guns on bases? That's question number one on the program today. The phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282. There's a lot of blame to go around. This gunman, how did he get on the base? He was a Buddhist, after all. He was attending a Buddhist temple because he was such a peace-loving man. And true to form, the demagogue Dianne Feinstein is calling for new gun control laws. Well, Dianne Feinstein, I have this to say. We need Feinstein-Blum control laws, not gun control laws. Let's talk about the post office contracts that even the radical left is in on. They know what you're doing. Now, this was, of course, an attack inside the United States. We have no reason to believe it was terrorist-related, but what would you call this, a love event? This was a terrorist event, whether he be domestic terrorist, whether he be connected to Al-Qaeda, we don't know. But we do know that this was a terrorist event inside the United States. Again, the main question is, from my point of view, how I see it, is this. It's not even a question to me, but if you want to debate it, I'm willing to discuss it, which is guns, guns, and more guns. I'm for arming every military person on every base in the United States of America. Never forget that they were disarmed by Bill Clinton. And before Bill Clinton, as you would expect, a military personnel had a gun, a sidearm, with him at all times so he could defend himself. It was Bill Clinton who disarmed our military on bases. And do you know why he did it? Because he so hated the military and feared a military coup. You have no idea how far we have come on this arc of left-wing fanaticism and how it is decimating virtually every aspect of the United States of America as we know it and as we knew it. You can't blame this directly on Obama, but you can blame it on Bill Clinton. He disarmed military personnel on the basis. The Democrat left-wing university gun grabbers did this. And again, I say, should there be more gun control or more guns on bases? You know who disarmed the military. It was Bill Clinton. Now, there's a piece of sound you must hear. When I have told you, beware the government media complex, you thought it was a joke. Well, it's not a laughing matter. Tonight on CNN, a so-called CNN anchor named Carol Costello said that she never heard of such a thing happening before. Apparently, Carol Costello, in her hysteria, never heard of the Fort Hood massacre. I want you to listen to I Never Heard of Such a Thing Happening as the CNN anchor blanks on the Fort Hood shooting. Listen.
I used to work in Washington, live in Washington. This seems so unusual to me that a gunman could create this kind of havoc at a U.S. military facility.
Yes.
Yes. Guns.
Have you ever heard of it happening before, Brian?
Brian, another Schmendrick.
I'm sorry, Carol, another. I missed that question. Could you repeat it, please?
No, I was just saying that this is so unusual because this is such a heavily secured military facility. I worked in Washington for many years. I'd never heard of such a thing happening.
Well, we haven't either in this area, Carol. This is the first
time
we've...
Okay, they never heard of the Fort Hood Massacre, apparently. That's CNN. I would fire both of them if I ran CNN, but I don't run CNN. I run the Savage Nation. They're not qualified to be anything, these two. Should there be more gun control or more guns on bases? When I say more guns on bases, I mean every military person on any base is carrying a sidearm at all times. That is how you stop this. That is how you permit people on bases to defend themselves. We are wide open to terror attacks like this at any time, as we learned this morning, and as we learned when Major Nidal Hassan screamed Allahu Akbar and went on his Muslim rampage. WMAL, Washington, D.C. Dustin, you're the first up. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to make one comment to you, Mr. Savage. I know you don't have a bunch of time, and I don't at the moment either. When are we going to realize that a country, as a whole, to start calling this what it is? I heard you once say, Mr. Savage, that maybe our enemies have declared war on us. When are we going to realize that we're at war?
Well, the question is, what do you mean by our enemies? Do we have any idea whether or not this gunman was a member or a sympathizer with our enemies, per se? He could just be a lone lunatic who had a personnel grievance. We don't know whether he was involved with Al-Qaeda, do we?
No, we don't.
So how can we say it's our enemies that we have to worry about? Sure. Look, a war has been declared on America, but it's not so much from Al-Qaeda, it's from the left. The left has declared war on America's institutions. Obama has said he wants to transform America. Obama has boasted he's a transformational president. Well, I would ask you, has he transformed America into a nation of patsies who can't defend themselves? Did you see the workers come out with their hands raised high? Did you see that the tax squads made them put their hands in the air like they were the perpetrators? Do you see what's going on in this country? Thanks for the call. Borders, language, culture is my motto. Borders, language, culture. In my educated opinion, if every military person in this country had a sidearm, as they once did have until the left-wing fanatic Bill and Hillary Clinton, the fanatics, came along and disarmed them, I want to remind you what a military is. A military is an armed force. Think of the word armed before you say a word. A military is an armed force. They're not the London Barbies of the 1950s running around with a pith helmet and a whistle and a bicycle. A military is supposed to be an armed force, the armed forces of the United States of America. Since the left-wing academic lunatics took over this country under Bill Clinton and beyond, they have turned our military into a social enterprise, a place to change America, a place where gay marriage occurs, a place where pregnant women go to have their baby, a place where people who can't get jobs get jobs. You don't like to hear the ugly truth, but that's the ugly truth. Just visit a naval ship today and take a look at what's going on, what's floating around at sea today. Take a look at what's floating at sea today. And you'll wonder how we could ever win another war. Contractors. Did you see the thousands and thousands and thousands of contractors here at this so-called Navy base? In the past, in my time, these jobs would have been done by Navy personnel, by men who had enlisted in the Navy and who were trained to do these jobs. Why are these jobs being outsourced to contractors? Just ask Dianne Feinstein. Just ask all of the people who are the middlemen. Just ask the people who get money kicked up to the top. 855-400-7282. Again, from WMAL in Washington, D.C., you're listening to The Last Voice in Talk Radio, The Last Word in Talk Radio every day, The Savage Nation. If you care to comment on the hate event of today, the gunman who claimed to have PTSD because he was at 9/11 and rescued someone, so he said. This is the same peace-loving Buddhist who had been arrested several times for shooting bullets, once into a neighbor's home, and for other anger-fueled events. How was he working on a Navy base? Well, I'll give you one answer. He didn't look like Timothy McVeigh. WMAL James, you're on the Savage Nation.
Quick point for you, Dr. Savage. The reason that there are so many contractors is so that the president can say the government is smaller today than it was yesterday. If you take away a federal employee or a U.S. naval person, you get to say that they're a contractor. So you
Well, the last I checked, the first lady had something like 60 personal assistants and staff, if not more. He certainly didn't downsize the office of the first lady, did he?
Well, of course not, but he certainly downsized the United
What does she have, 60 personal assistants, hairdressers, public relations flacks? He didn't downsize the staff in the White House, did he? He's supposed to have a party there tonight, which he canceled. Apparently they were going to have a dance and a little music at the White House. Even he became embarrassed, if you can believe it. Even Obama became embarrassed and canceled the Latino party tonight. It's a tragic day. It's a tragic day all around. And there's a lot of blame to go around. From my point of view, more guns, less crime. A gun in the hand of every military person, a sidearm on every military person on base is, in my opinion, an insurance policy against this kind of event getting out of control. Casey in Pennsylvania, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, Michael. Why is it that the civilian police, cops from the street, have to go onto a military base to defend members of the United States military? It's embarrassing.
Because Bill Clinton disarmed the United States military on our bases. It is not the U.S. Navy of your father. We've gone from the U.S. Navy to wavy gravy in one generation. By the way, this murderer, Alexis, had a security clearance. Just came out. Aaron Alexis had been working as a computer contractor for a group called the Experts and had a government contractor access card that would have allowed him onto the Navy Yard and other military installations, according to the company's CEO, Thomas Hushko. He was working as an hourly technical employee on a massive subcontract with Hewlett-Packard to refresh computer systems worldwide at Navy and Marine Corps installations. My God. My God, to refresh computer systems worldwide at Navy and Marine Corps installations. How many members of Al-Qaeda are working on our bases around America because of diversity? Any answer to that question? I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
That was Dwight D. Eisenhower, who in the 1950s foresaw what was coming in this country from the corruption in the Capitol in terms of military contractors. Now, these jobs could just as well have been given to Navy personnel had we had a Navy with sufficient personnel. That's number one. This tragedy could not have been avoided, perhaps. Well, maybe it could. I'll tell you a little news that just came out. Because the man was dismissed from the military a while ago, and you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. Aaron Alexis, who was this computer contractor on base, had been apparently dismissed from the military. And here's what we heard. Quote, discharge from the military does not automatically disqualify a person from getting a job as a military contractor or a security clearance. It depends on what the circumstances are, said a spokesmouth for the company who hired him. He went on to say, obviously, the shooter was well qualified. This really came out and shocked all of us. A Navy official said the shooter had been given a general discharge. You know what that is, don't you? That's a classification often given to service members who leave the military with a blemished record of performance. In my day, it wouldn't have been called a general discharge. He would have been thrown out and his life would have been marked forever for what he had done. But because we have a permissive society with an outcome-based education system and affirmative action, today everything is covered up and swept under the rug. And I'll go back to my main point, and I still believe it. More guns, left, less crime. More guns, less crime. If every armed services member had a sidearm, as they had in my father's day, not after Bill Clinton deballed, defanged, and declawed the military, events like this would be fewer. They certainly would be fewer. Who disarmed the military on basis? Bill and Hillary Clinton. Let's go to the callers. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. WABC, John, you're on the Savage Nation from New York. Your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
In my opinion, every soldier on every base in America should just hold a protest and just get their damn guns back once and for all. What kind of garbage is this? What kind of country is this?
What kind of country is it? It's Mr. Obama's neighborhood. It's Mr. Obama's neighborhood. Everything should be peace-loving and peaceful. That's what it is. It's Mr. Obama's neighborhood. That opens up a line at 855-7282. In Washington, D.C., John on WMAL, you're on the air.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor to talk to you again.
Thank you.
I work in a special operations unit in the Army, and I think most people would be pretty surprised if they learned how exactly guys are being trained to respond to these sorts of scenarios. They refer to these as active shooter scenarios. And it's weird to see, because we've got thousands of guys who are, you know, battle-hardened infantrymen and Rangers and Green Berets.
Yeah, but they have no weapons, do they? They're not allowed to carry a weapon on the base because it might scare one of the feminists. It might scare one of the new types that they brought into the military on the way to the wedding. After all, a gun scares people on a military base. There's no place for guns in the U.S. military anymore. We don't need guns, do we?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
We offer our gratitude to the Navy and local law enforcement, federal authorities, and the doctors who responded with skill and bravery.
Come on.
To my team that I want the investigation.
Cut it down. No one believes it. We're turning more. I can't listen to him. I don't know about you. I've reached the point where every word that comes out of that man's mouth riles me. I get angry when I hear him talk because I know one thing is true. I know one thing is true, that there's nothing true coming out of his mouth. Who needs a homily from Barack Obama on a night like this? Who needs this pat statement about our hearts go out, our love and prayers go out? I don't need balloons. I don't need flowers. I don't need teddy bears on the site where these people died. I need action from this dim-witted Congress of ours where they reinstall the right for the armed forces to carry arms. The military has been disarmed by Bill Clinton. The liberal, left-wing, academic psychopaths have disarmed our military on bases. You don't even know this. See, I've been trying to alert America since the Fort Hood massacre. It's a one-man thing here. No one else has caught on to this that I know of. I've been screaming and yelling about it. If you had guns on military bases, they would be more secure, not less secure. Armed forces without arms? Are you kidding me? Are you crazy? Do you understand what's happened to this country? Here is a president who does not trust our military to carry guns on bases, but has approved Al-Qaeda and other terrorists to carry machine guns in Syria. I don't know if you understand what I just said to you. Obama has authorized the shipment of machine guns and other weapons to cutthroat anti-American psychopaths in Syria, but refuses to permit our military men to carry weapons on bases. Do you get the picture? How do you feel about that? WRNN in South Carolina. Scott, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. Long-time listener, man. You're a great American. I think you do a lot.
Well, I'm not a great American. That's reserved for two people who give each other the feathers every night. You're a great American. No, you're a great American. No, you're a great American. No, I say you're a great American. No, Wolbanger, no, you're the great American. I'm just an ordinary American who has very strong opinions. So tell us about the topic at hand.
I will. I appreciate you being an ordinary American. I spent 2 years in Baghdad, Iraq. I know over there that, you know, coming into DFACS, eat food and everything else, I know it's different than being state-bound, but, you know, every military personnel over there has to check their weapon before they come into the DFACS. Stateside...
Wait, you're saying even overseas, the troops are disarmed inside their bases?
No, they're not. They have to actually fire check their weapons before they come into a DFAC just to make sure that there's not one in the chamber.
But they're not disarmed. They're not forced to put them in a locked locker, are they?
No, they are not. They are not. But I did want to say that, you know, I agree with you on 99% of your points, but there are more weapons, more personnel in the military are carrying more weapons than you're aware of in military installations. I mean, there are a lot of people that do have firearms on them at all times.
Oh, I hear you, but what about today? How come this so-called campus was basically like a lawn being mowed down by a lawnmower?
It's just one of those tragic things that happens, and I agree with you. I mean, everybody that's in the military, if they're on base or not, on campus, you know, they should have a firearm with them at all times. I agree with that 100%.
Do you know that the military called this Navy base a campus? Do you know that? They defined it as a campus.
I heard the report on Fox News.
It's a campus. It's not a military base. So when you say Navy, what you think is McHale's Navy, or you think of proud men from Annapolis in my generation. You think of naval aviators. You think of men who slew the dragon. Oh, no, not today. Take a look at the workers who ran out with their hands in the air. I don't blame them. I would take the job, too, if I could make a good buck for sitting around and checking on my benefits, you know. Anyway, it's a terrible day. It's a terrible day. But Obama today armed the terrorists in Syria while our military men are disarmed. Did you hear that little story? Oh, you didn't catch that? Obama waves ban on arming terrorists to allow aid to Syrian opposition. Oh, yeah. You didn't know that occurred, huh? Your president is arming terrorists as we speak. President Obama waived the provision of federal law designed to prevent the supply of arms to terrorist groups to clear the way for the United States to provide military assistance to so-called opposition groups fighting Syrian dictator Bashar Assad. Some of the elements of the Syrian opposition are associated with Islamic terrorist groups, including Al-Qaeda, who were responsible for September 11th attacks, by the way. And Obama has said, citing his authority under the Arms Export Control Act, he announced today that he would waive the prohibitions in sections 40 and 40A of the AECA related to such a transaction. And so, therefore, they're going to send machine guns to Al-Qaeda members in Syria. Who do you think is behind this? Senator Carl Levin, psychopath Democrat, Michigan. Senator Bob Corker, Republican, Tennessee, endorsed providing such weapons to the Syrian terrorists during an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday. And this is the same Congress that refuses to face the fact that the Fort Hood massacre would not have been as bad as it was, and perhaps even today's event could have been stopped before it started had everyone carried a sidearm on that campus. On that campus. Derek on WFTL down in Florida. Derek, welcome to the program. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, for the last few years, as you're aware, in Afghanistan, the higher command has been ordering soldiers to be disarmed, including Camp Leatherneck. What Leon Panetta visited there, they ordered our own troops to be disarmed while he was there.
Well, that's right. They were afraid that they hated him so much that somebody might have gone crazy. But they trust Al-Qaeda in the Syrian opposition. They're to be trusted, but our troops are not to be trusted. So that tells you who the enemy is. The enemy is us. We are the enemy of ourselves by letting these superb individuals run us like geldings, like geldings with rings in our nose. Geldings everywhere running the world. That's why the Russians are laughing at us. That's why they said such a sarcastic thing today, early today. I happen to have a Slavic sense of humor, so I found it humorous. I understand what they were saying. The Russians said this shows you how exceptional America is. Now, many took exception to that, but he was throwing that at Obama himself. I don't believe that the Russian was throwing that at American soldiers, per se. I think he was throwing that put down at Obama, who thinks he's so exceptional that he could disarm our troops and disarm our troops here in America. Anyway, that's not the issue. The issue today is who did it, why did he do it, and how did he get on the base? He had been thrown out of the military, number one. He had a security clearance nevertheless. He was a native of New York who served in the Navy from 07 to 11 as an aviation electrician's mate third class. But apparently he was thrown out. That didn't stop the corrupt contracting system from hiring him. And so he was hired to refresh computers both at home and abroad. Now, we don't know what refresh means. Maybe they could hire a member of the Syrian opposition to refresh our computers. You never know what goes on inside the minds of the liberal elite that run this country. 855-700-82. Should there be more gun control or more guns on bases? Huh? Bill on WG Day, I don't know, I can't even read that initial of that station. I'll just say WABC in New York. Bill, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hey, okay, I'm up in Albany, New York. Hey, you know, what's getting me is, you know, I understand everything you're saying, and you know, and I agree about military being able to have guns. But this today reminded me of Sandy Hook, you know, with those babies, those poor kids, those babies that were killed. I mean, it's unthinkable. Just like the tragedy.
You mean in Connecticut when those children were shot like ducks in a barrel by that psycho Lanza, whose mother gave him the guns, even though he was on meds, and he was a psycho.
Well, yeah, but how are these people? Everybody's getting guns. Maybe every.
Well, actually, no, that's not true. He was forbidden to have a gun. Adam Lanza, who committed that travesty, should never have been allowed to have a gun. The guy was a nut. He was a crazy kid. The mother was crazier than him, in my estimation. Why was she giving him guns when he was an unstable lunatic on medication?
You ask any parent of those kids or any parent, those are the ones who really know how they feel. They would wish that gun...
Well, I know how they feel, but that doesn't mean they should set national policy, sir.
Well,
I mean, if someone is run over in a crosswalk, should we ban cars?
No, that's not the point. I mean,
it is the point. It is the point. It wasn't the gun that shot those poor children. It was Adam Lanza, whose mother should never have given him guns. The mother should have put him in a bug house.
Right, but you ask any of the parents of those babies... If they would...
I understand. I get that picture. But you don't let emotionally charged situations dictate the outcome of national policy. Because if you do, you wind up with the kind of policies we have in America today. That's my opinion. It's one man's opinion. If you disagree with me, the phone number is 855-407-282. It just came out that the shooter had secret clearance. You hear this? Thrown out of the military. Suspected U.S. shooter had secret clearance, employer says. This just came out a minute ago on Yahoo News, Reuters. Aaron Alexis, the 34-year-old murderer in today's shooting rampage at the Washington Navy Yard, had secret clearance and was assigned to start working there as a civilian contractor with a military-issued ID card, his firm's CEO told Reuters. Thomas Hoshko, CEO of the Experts, which was helping service the Navy Marine Corps intranet as a subcontractor for a Hewlett Packard Enterprise Services contract, said the shooter did have a secret clearance and he did have a CAC, a common access card. Asked when the lunatic was supposed to start work, the CEO of this contracting firm said, well, that's what I got to find out. If he was supposed to start today, it's not clear to me. So he wasn't even working there. That just came out. He was not even a worker. So he got the security clearance and went on a rampage. I'm sorry. I'm starting to see a different picture than that put out by Homeland Security, DHS, FBI, CIA, NSA, Naval Intelligence. Naval Intelligence, what an oxymoron that is. Where is the Naval Intelligence? What do they do with their money and time and their computers? What, do they spy on ordinary Americans? Where's the secure? Where's the agency that spies on all of us? Well, what are they doing for their money? They can't protect Jack. They can't do anything. They're worthless agencies, all of them. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll take your calls when I come back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
We can confirm that the deceased shooter from this morning has been identified as 34-year-old Aaron Alexis of Fort Worth, Texas. No piece of information is too small. We are looking to learn everything we can about his recent movements, his contacts, and his associates.
Yeah, be on the lookout. That's Assistant FBI Director Valerie Parlay. Girls and I were coming back from the bowling lanes, and we picked this up at an APB this morning. We were given Janet a going-away breakfast, if you know what I mean. It's quite a tragedy. Well, we're under control here. Be on the lookout for the shooter, Aaron Alexis. We're on top of it. Don't worry. We girls are tough, you know. We're in charge here. Well, we can guarantee you one thing. There's no terrorism involved here. It's a lone wolf. I guarantee you that.
Okay. Alleged D.C. shooter's name being run through terror databases. No sign yet of motive. Oh, really? They're not ruling it out, though. In a press conference Monday afternoon, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray said officials still don't know the motive. Remember this morning, the media was reporting it was a disgruntled employee? In other words, it was workplace violence like the Fort Hood massacre? Well, it turned out he never even worked at this naval base. According to the latest report, he wasn't even a worker. He was just given the clearance. It looks to me like there's a little more to the story than meets the eye, as usual. But don't worry, the girls are on top of it. I'm sure they'll get to it tonight after a little supper. They'll put their heads together and they'll come back to you with a little info after the lanes close down. D.C. Mayor said, we don't have any reason at this stage to suspect terrorism. But certainly it has not been ruled out, said the mayor. Well, it's been ruled out by the FBI. It's been ruled out by Homeland Security. It was ruled out by Obama. It was ruled out by the NSA. Terrorism was ruled out by naval intelligence. I mean, they've all ruled it out immediately. Before the gun went off, it was ruled out. So I'll ask you this. Do you think this is terror-related? Do you think tomorrow will bring fresh information, which may show a little connection between Mr. Aaron Alexis and some, let us say, foreign groups that have little to do with America? Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what's going on under this academic left-wing junta that's running America. So let's see. Obama waived laws today on the foreign arms export bill to send weapons to the Syrian terrorists. Syrian opposition. To me, they're one and the same. At the same time, our troops are not armed on bases around America. It's amazing to me. It's just amazing to me. So here we are. World murder statistics. Murders per 100,000 citizens. Detroit, Michigan, 310 murders per 100,000. Washington, D.C., 200 murders per 100,000. East St. Louis, 101 murders per 100,000. And then you go down the list and you get to the bottom. Even in Uganda, it's 36.3 per 100,000. And then you go way down on the list. North Korea, 15.2 murders per 100,000. You know, and you get to the bottom of the list. Peru, Russia, 10.2 murders per 100,000. Kazakhstan, 8.8 murders per 100,000. Madagascar, 8.1 murders per 100,000. You have to go all the way to the bottom of the list. And you might come to the conclusion that maybe the military should be rearmed on the basis. Maybe. The United States is 4.2. 4.2, isn't that interesting overall? 4.2 murders per 100,000. It's actually one of the lowest on the entire list in the world murders per 100,000. The U.S. overall is a very peaceful nation. Detroit, 300, is at the top of the list of the number of murders per 100,000. Washington, D.C. is number two in the world list of murders per 100,000. But the U.S. overall, Dianne Feinstein and Richard Blum, maybe they could figure a way to make money out of guns. I don't know yet. Maybe he can transfer, you know, they're just banning lead bullets here in California. That should make it real easy for hunters Maybe Richard Blum, Dianne Feinstein, could put out a bill that only he can sell the ammunition with the copper jackets made perhaps in China or in Russia. You never know. I mean, look, how hard is it to switch from making shopping carts to making bullets? The shopping cart business has already been saturated. So you can shift the lines over in the slave labor areas into making copper jacketed bullets in China. Maybe they could use slave labor. I say carry a weapon. In Switzerland, there is law that requires everyone own a gun. Everyone in Switzerland must own a gun. And by the way, they have a very, very no murder occurrence in Switzerland. No murder occurrences in Switzerland that I know of. Everyone owns a gun. They maintain marksman qualifications regularly, and they carry a weapon. You get it? So what is the motivation here? What is the motivation here? I'm sure that Obama is working overtime tonight with Susan Rice to explain to the nation by the morning how this is a case of workplace violence and that was a result of a spontaneous demonstration to a horribly offensive video that somehow set off this poor innocent victim who was suffering PTSD because his medication didn't arrive on time because Obamacare is not yet clipped in. Liberalism is a mental disorder. It is killing America one bullet at a time. And all the while, it's getting a pass. A green light from the vermin in the media and the left-wing drugged politicians. So in addition to arming military members of the armed services, how about this? Drug test Congress. Drug test Congress. Drug test Congress. Drug test Congress.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The first frantic calls to police came in just after 8:15 a.m.
I mean, everybody going down the stairs, I mean, people were pushing, people were shoving, you know, people were falling down.
This is an isolated incident. We don't know of any other installations that are involved.
Security was tightened around the capital city. Schools locked down. Reagan National Airport grounded all air traffic.
We are confronting yet another mass shooting.
We saw him hold the rifle, then we saw him raise it, name it in our direction.
In the meantime, we send our thoughts and prayers to all at the Navy Yard who've been touched by this tragedy.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, let us leave on here. Here come Tuesday.
It is the Savage Nation. There are many things that have to be said and a few things that have to be asked. Do you find it odd that this guy who did the shooting was not yet a contracted employee? He had just been given clearance, top secret clearance, by the way, even though he'd been thrown out of the military. Shall I say a questionable discharge? It didn't stop the greedy contractor from hiring him. He was working in the nerve center of the U.S. Navy. On computer programs that the Navy needs on their ships and God knows elsewhere around the world, even though he'd been thrown out of the Navy. I find it odd that he made an extended recent trip to Thailand. Did you know about that? Oh, yeah. I know the girls who were in the lanes didn't pick up on that yet. They're still analyzing it over in the bowling lanes. But, yeah, this shooter had a recent trip to Thailand, even though he was thrown out of the Navy. And even some of his own family are saying they hadn't heard from him recently. Isn't that interesting? How did he get a job in the nerve center of the Navy? And why did he pick people working in the nerve center of the Navy at a time when the Navy is off the coast of Syria? That's very intriguing. Now, he could be just a deranged guy with medication problems. Maybe the meds didn't arrive because Obamacare hasn't clicked in yet. Maybe he really did have PTSD, but I kind of doubt that he worked alone. That's my opinion. Whether or not we will ever know the full story is quite another question, by the way. But let me go back. The strict anti-gun laws of Washington, D.C., combined with the psychopathic strict anti-gun policies put in place by Bill Clinton in the U.S. military, certainly have played a role in today's shootings. Of course, the response from medicated liberals will be to make gun laws tighter. But if you actually think about it, the answer is to have more guns on bases in the armed services, boys and girls. Now, many of you who grew up on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and shows like that and Sesame Street, you're adults now. Although you look like adults, you're really still eight-year-olds. And what you don't know, all of you children in America, is that the armed services are supposed to be armed, but they were disarmed by Mr. Clinton. And that's why no one was able to shoot at this shooter. Same with the Fort Hood massacre, which was conducted by Major Nidal Hassan. So I say there should be more guns on bases. It's time to end Clinton's ban on sidearms on bases. And that's just my opinion. It's that simple. Let's go to the callers now on the program. 855-407-282. Again, what you just heard on the show, I think, is new information. The shooter made a recent trip to Thailand, despite having been thrown out of the Navy. And he was in a practicing Buddhism, which is another religion of peace, as you well know. You know, only Christians are violent people. Certainly not any other religion. It's just, according to the liberal, only Christians are violent people, going back to the Crusades. They know nothing about what the Crusades were, what caused the Crusade, that the Crusades were a result of the Muslim Crusade to take land from Christians. You don't want to know any of that. It disturbs your mentality. But let's not talk about the Crusades. Let's go into ancient history. Let's go into modern history. Let's talk about today. We know the questions. We know the answers. You have an opinion. Sound off 1, 2, 3, 4. From the U.S. Navy to Wavy Gravy in One Generation. WABC Jim, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi. How are you doing, Dr. Savage? I couldn't agree with you more, usually 99% of the time, and I'm former service myself. I do distinctly recall, though, I think it harbors that to even right down to the Constitution, that a federalized troop is not allowed to carry live ammunition over American soil when you're on CONUS. If you go overseas, you're welcome.
Wait. Let's look at this. How come they carried sidearms until Bill Clinton, the left-wing fanatic, took over America?
Well, MPs are technically allowed because they're part of the policing order.
No, sir. Before Bill Clinton came along, men were armed on bases. They had weapons. It was Bill Clinton who disarmed them. And he did so because he was afraid of a military coup. Bill Clinton hated guns and feared the military, the same way he hates police. Don't you remember he and his family called the FBI pigs at the time?
All that. I think
no one remembers history. Well, those who do not remember their history are condemned to repeat it. How is it that Obama waived the ban on arming terrorists to allow machine guns to go to Syrian opposition forces, but has not waived the disarming of American troops on military? If I were president and this happened after the Fort Hood massacre, the next day I would have gone on national television and I would have said this is going to come to an end in order to reduce the incidence of such crimes against our military personnel. I am now going to make certain that armed forces personnel are required to carry their arms on bases at all times in order to defend themselves and their brothers in arms. What would be wrong with that? It's unbelievable to me. And yet we have the most corrupt senator in American history demanding more political hay for gun grabbing, without talking about post offices and shopping carts. 855-407-282. And by the way, all these civilians who came running out with their hands up today, screaming in the streets, did you notice they were not naval personnel per se? They were contractors working as part of the military-industrial complex. I'm not saying they weren't doing useful tasks. How many contractors can there be on our military bases? Why are these jobs not given to military personnel? Why are they farmed out to contractors? Well, we know the answer. We know the answer because you can hire contractors by the hour with no benefits. And all the money gets sucked up to the hedge funds that own the contractors. That's how it works. The hedge fund operators, who are the greediest pigs on the planet, suck the money up to the top and starve everybody else. After all, if you need a 300-foot yacht, you can't get it by paying anyone a wage with a benefit. So you make certain that that it works this way. There's a lot to be said. You heard the news. There's a lot. The 13 dead in Navy Yard shooting is the headline. We don't know if this was an isolated event by a nut or by a drug addict, meaning, you know, medical drugs. To me, they're the same thing. We know he was arrested for shooting bullets into his neighbor. You know the whole story. You heard about it, right? Am I giving you anything new that you haven't heard already? Today, I'll give it to you anyway. Many of you work for a living. You don't have time to listen to talk radio all day. The shooter, Aaron Alexis, who opened fire at the Washington Navy Yard, killing 13 people and injuring up to 15 more. Now, double those numbers. Double those numbers. He served in the U.S. Navy for 4 years before he was thrown out in 2011 for misconduct. Now, that didn't stop the contractor from hiring him and giving him a top secret clearance. No, because after all, where else are you going to get someone to work by the hour who knows what he's doing? He was awarded 2 medals during his military service, but they were like nothing medals. All you got to do is punch a clock and come to work and you get the ribbons. He was kicked out of the U.S. Navy because of an arrest for discharging his own gun in 2010, and he had a similar incident in 2004. The so-called FBI has ruled that Alexis was the only shooter. The only shooter. And President Obama came out, and not yet calling it workplace violence, he called it a cowardly mass shooting, and he called the victims patriots. All right. And by the way, to show respect for the victims, President Obama canceled a party at the White House. Some Latin awards ceremony was supposed to have occurred. So the conga drums will not be beating tonight in Foggy Bottom. There will be no conga line and no conga drums. All the salsa has been canceled for the evening. Is there anything you want to say that you haven't heard? Is there anything you can add to the conversation? Oh, Mayor Vincent Gray is speaking now. All right, let's hear another nonsense conference.
To, go ahead. Connect with us as this process is unfolded
process,
throughout the day.
Here we go again. Jargon.
So again, this is a horrific tragedy.
All right, we know. Get the teddy bears and the balloons out. Say something meaningful.
Extraordinary job dealing with.
Oh,
this,
now pat each other tragedy. On the back now.
Police officers and the various law enforcement agencies that have...
Here we go again. Again, self-serving gibberish.
I want to especially thank fire and emergency medical services.
Here we go again.
For the work that they've done today.
Again, no responsibility for letting him on base, just thanking the people who actually pick up the pieces.
Extraordinary job doing
that. Turn it off. I don't want to listen to this. I don't know whose country this is anymore. It's not my country. This is not the U.S. Navy I grew up with. This is not the military that I grew up with. These are not the men I used to look up to. Not anymore. I'll stop right here because I don't want to say what I really want to say. What would you like to say? Is there anything that's bothering you tonight? The Navy Yard shooter had a pattern. How do you feel about the fact that this bum, this psychopathic shooter, was thrown out of the military with an inch away from a dishonorable discharge? That they don't do that anymore because that would be like flunking a student in a high school in America. You can't flunk anybody because that's against their human rights. They could beat up the teacher. They can get Fs on every test. They can rape someone in the back room, but they can't be given an F because that might infringe upon their self-esteem. They might have a bad image of themselves after that. So you can't give anyone an F. I don't think a D is allowed anymore. So in other words, he was thrown out of the military, but it didn't stop the contractor from hiring him and giving him a top secret clearance, and by the way, paying him by the hour, no less. You hear this? You know, if you were to write a scenario about a nation in decline, if you were to write a novel about a nation that's falling off a cliff, a once great nation, could you do a better job than just cataloging what Obama's done to this country? Who disarmed the armed services on military bases? Bill Clinton. Why did Bill Clinton disarm the military on military bases? Should there be more guns on bases? These are important questions. My position is more guns, less crime. ABC in New York City, Tim, it's a terrible night. What's on your mind?
Sir, I agree with you 100% more guns, less crime. In 1978, I went to Israel. When we got off the plane, we had to walk from the tarmac through a corridor of fully armed military personnel with fully automatic weapons. As I walked around Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, off-duty soldiers were carrying their weapons casually with no big fuss whatsoever.
I remember when I was in Israel about the same time, I loved seeing the young girls because the military draft is required. Nice-looking girls all carrying their automatic weapons over their shoulder. No one shot each other. And then when the Israelis built a wall to keep out the murderers from the West Bank, All the liberals scream, the wall is an insult to human rights. It's an insult to human rights. And they put an end to the terrorist bombings, didn't they, with the wall. And, of course, every military person carrying a weapon is also a deterrent to someone who might consider hitting somebody, killing somebody, or knifing somebody, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But now take a look at America under this sad sack that runs the country. Take a look at the sad sack running the country. He arms the terrorists in Syria while our troops are disarmed on the bases. Look, I'm running late on the Savage Nation. I have very strong feelings. I'm trying actually to channel them and control them and give you information as it breaks. The only piece of information I've given you that I think is new is that the shooter recently made a surprise trip, a secret trip, to Thailand where he learned Thai. Now, as you well know, Thailand is a beautiful Buddhist country, but it's been infested by radical Muslims who have been trying to overthrow the leadership of Thailand. Very interesting. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Okay, I told you that you know about the shooting, this horrible thing, that you know who the gunman is, you know that he was fired, thrown out of the military, and hired by a contractor. According to the latest report, he hadn't yet started there, but he was given, even though thrown out of the military, given top secret clearance into the brain cells of the U.S. Navy on their computers. That's number two. But number three, this little bit of information may be of some interest to many of you listening to the program. I know if I were just a listener, I'd be searching the dial for anything I could learn that I haven't heard before. What I read earlier is that he had gone to Thailand. His own family didn't know what he was doing there. And he came back speaking some rudimentary Thai. No one knows what he was doing in Thailand. It's a very interesting question, and it deserves further discussion. And frankly, if I were the FBI, I would dispatch agents to Thailand if there aren't on the ground. There must be agents there. Find out where he was in Thailand, who he visited in Thailand. What, you know, anything you could find out about the Thailand connection is now going to be a good lead, and I'm sure they're working on it. I mean, that's basic detective work. Billy in Reno, Nevada, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Doc Savage, listen, you're the Band-Aid on a hemorrhaging wound. This country is going over the cliff, whether you like it or not. It's similar to the Roman Empire. It's replicated off of its ideologies. And we're living in the modern-day Roman Empire, and this is the fall of the Roman Empire. But I would like to make one more comment on the country of Thailand. I've traveled there many a times myself. There's a royalty monarchy that rules that country, and it's far from being decimated by any kind of Islamist. It's gonna
No, I understand that, but there have been Islamists who have conducted terrorist events in Thailand, trying to topple the Buddhist government. That's all I said.
Yeah, you could say the same thing about the Philippines, too. So what you're doing is you're generalizing that one fact on a wonderful country with wonderful people in there.
But I'm not knocking the country. I think you're being overly sensitive to my statements about Thailand. I have been in Thailand. I think it's a beautiful country. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying there's an undercurrent of an attempt by Islamists to take over Thailand. What's wrong with that statement?
Well, there's an undercurrent of Islamists trying to take over the whole world, Dr. Savage.
Yeah, I understand. You're absolutely right. The same is true in the islands of the archipelago known as the Philippines. The Catholics in the Philippines have faced the Islamists for a very long time. In fact, the U.S. Military fought the Muslims in the Philippines, as you're probably aware. You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
In the Spanish-American War. And that's when the 45 caliber round was invented, because they were drugged up on some indigenous plant and would not go down with a 38 caliber round. And it was sent back to Fort Detrick, Maryland, and they said, develop a round, it'll knock a man down no matter how big he is, no matter what drug he's on. Witness the 45 caliber bullet.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
We do now feel comfortable that we have the single and sole person responsible for the loss of life.
Comfortable. Again, comfortable. The horsewomen of the apocalypse known as Washington, D.C. gave a press conference. They got everything under control. Don't you worry about it.
They're in charge. They got everything under control.
Now, here's a guy that the news is reporting is he's a decorated naval personnel. What do you mean decorated? If you look at the medals he has, they give them to anyone who's been in the Army for 30 days or more without shooting anybody inside the military. Can you believe this? But Reuters is already reporting decorated naval, decorated sailor. That's what they're saying. Decorated sailor. What do you mean decorated? What do you mean decorated? It's like you get it out of a Cracker Jack box. And he had secret clearance, even though the man didn't work at the Naval Yard yet. They immediately, even though he's tossed out of the Navy for shooting off a gun in his house, God knows what else he did, they gave him secret clearance to start working at the Naval Yard, Reuters reported. Alexis was to begin working there as a civilian contractor with a military-issued ID card. Alexis is reported to have used guns in moments of anger, but was also known as a quiet man who meditated regularly at a Buddhist temple in Texas. How'd that Buddhist meditation work out for him? Not too well, I would think. The suspected shooter was an employee of a company called the Experts. Yeah, we went through that, Hewlett-Packard, in other words. They can get him by the hour that way. You don't have to pay any bennies. But here's a guy hired, thrown out of the military. He's hired to go into the Naval Operations Center, like the brain cells, to refresh equipment used on the Navy Marine Corps intranet network. Ah, wow. This is terrible. This is terrible. He was killed in a gunfight with police. In the Navy from 07 to 2011, but thrown out because of misconduct during his service. Of course, they're not releasing that he was dishonorably discharged yet. He may not have been because they don't do that anymore. 3 years before he enlisted, Alexis was arrested in Seattle for shooting out the tires of a car as a result of an anger-fueled blackout because some construction worker had disrespected him, and they took him in the Navy anyway. That's the new Navy. It's not your father's Navy. It's not your father's Navy. I'm surprised they didn't take him in the FBI or the Secret Service. He told police he could not remember firing his gun until about an hour after the incident because he had a blackout. See, that's a new excuse. He probably went to some shyster lawyer, told him to say he had a blackout. Yeah, okay. From the outside, he was a quiet person, said Jay Siron, an assistant to the monks at the Buddhist temple Alexis attended near Fort Worth, Texas. But on the inside, they say he was very aggressive. He did not like to be close with anybody. Okay, well, you get the picture. You get the picture. He was either a nut who was about, like, let's say, a ticking time bomb, never should have been hired by the defense contractor, number one. Number two, for shooting out the tires of a neighbor's car in a driveway, should have been denied the right to carry a weapon. Don't think I believe everyone on earth should carry a gun. Don't put me in that category of being a nut. The guy who did the shooting in Connecticut, what was his name? I said it earlier, I just blanked on it because it's a name that should live in infamy. Adam Lanza should never have had a gun. He was on medication. He was a certifiable nut. His mother was a nut. She shouldn't have had a gun. There should have been no guns in the house with Lanza. None whatsoever. So don't tell me I'm in the category of saying everyone should have a gun. I didn't say that. This bum shouldn't have had a gun. Shouldn't have been allowed to have a gun. Why? Because he already had an incident of shooting out tires because he didn't like the way someone disrespected him. That should disqualify him from ever having the right to carry a gun. Get a gun. Let him carry. Shouldn't be allowed to have a gun, period. I'm not into everybody on earth needs a gun, including a baby with a bottle in its mouth. I'm not one of those. No, sir. But he shot a bullet through the roof of his apartment, too. An upstairs neighbor who told police she was terrified of Alexis after a long-standing dispute over noise, called for help after a bullet flew up through her floor one evening. I guess that's workplace violence. In other words, he shoots a gun through the floor, didn't kill her, but again, that didn't disqualify him from working for the U.S. Navy as a contractor. Alexis told police the gun went off accidentally while he was cleaning it, and he didn't think it went all the way through the ceiling because he couldn't see any light through the hole. Oh, okay, well, that's an out. He was booked on suspicion of recklessly discharging a firearm, but never formally charged. You know why he was never formally charged? Because the neighbor was afraid for her life. What would you do if you had a moron with a gun below you, shot through the floor? Would you go forward with a... Yeah, you get the picture. This is unbelievable to me. This is really sickening. Meanwhile, Obama is arming with machine guns and other weapons the Al-Qaeda members of the Syrian opposition, and our troops are disarmed on our military bases. You hear this? I'm surprised that Obama doesn't give secret clearances to the members of the Syrian opposition to come over and visit our military-industrial complexes to see how we good Americans work. I wonder if any Russian politicians listen to the show on the internet for fun to polish their language. I have, you know, I have a Slavic sense of humor which keeps me going my whole life. If I didn't have a Slavic sense of humor, I wouldn't have been able to get through the first grade. The world is so crazy. It's run by such schmucks. Never has the schmuck quotient, the SQ, been so high in American history. The SQ is at the highest level in American history. More schmucks are running more things than ever before, and bad things are happening at a higher rate than ever before. That's because the SQ is so high. All right, I want the lanes cleared because the girls and I are coming in. We want to sweep at the bowling lanes tonight. Where I had a rough day. We're a little hot under the collar from all of the tragedy over at the base. We need the lanes cleared out because we need to do an APB on the lanes here. We're coming in for a little R&R after a rough day. We want to do a little debriefing of the police chief and the other girls in charge here. We got to figure this out before tomorrow's news conference. We got a new uniform pressed, nice pressed uniform with medals on it. We're going to have on there tomorrow, and we got to make sure we get a little downtime in the lanes tonight. Well, if I couldn't let go of a little humor tonight, what could I do? You want me to take this right to the end and have a heart attack? I'm not going to do it. It's the Savage Nation, the last word in talk radio. Of course it's a sad day. Of course it's a tragic day for those who were wounded or killed. But I can't cover that side of it. I can cover the other side of it, the mad side of it, the insane side of it, the news conferences that are nauseating, ad nauseum, one moronic bureaucrat after another and another Captain Kangaroo outfit getting up and giving a speech about how great her and her friends were. Well, I want to thank the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and DHS for doing a superb job. You know, we came in here, what superb job. If a superb job had been done, this bum wouldn't have gotten into the contractors thing with a secret clearance. What great job. You all failed us. Every one of your agencies failed America again today. Every agency in America failed us. Every spy in the country should be ashamed of themselves. The FBI failed us. DHS failed us in particular. Why did they let this bum into a Navy base with a secret clearance when he'd been thrown out of the military? That's the failure there. But all right. All right. If there's a Russian listening from Mr. Putin's inner circle who knows English and would like to call a show on the internet, the number is 855-407-282. It's sickening. It's just sickening what's happened to this country. It's just been, it's sort of like a hollowed out termite's nest. It's like the military has been, because of the termites, the liberal termites, they've hollowed out the entire military. No guns on bases? That's unbelievable to me. That'd be like no fire hoses allowed in the firehouse. I mean, maybe they can ban fire hoses because they're liable to start spraying around the firehouse. And it's liable to scare some of the girls they have to hire who can't carry a hose. Because a hose itself can cause a nervous breakdown for someone who can't lift the hose when there's water in it. They make them into battalion chiefs here in San Francisco. 4'9", they can't lift the hose. We had a police chief here who couldn't fire a gun. They finally got rid of her 2 years ago. I don't know where she is today, maybe working for the FBI or the DHS. We had a woman, police chief in San Francisco, who did not qualify at the pistol range, could not use a gun. She was the police chief. We have a fire chief in San Francisco, can't lift the hose. Yeah, it's crazier by the day, I admit. You know, the other day I was in San Francisco. I forgot to tell you, I was off on Friday. It's not related to this directly, but I couldn't believe what was going on. It was outside the Hyatt Hotel. It was a big crowd, a big hubbub, and the traffic was blocked off for 4 hours. So naturally, I walked over to it over by the Hyatt, and I said to some passerbys, onlookers, what's going on? They said, well, there's a naked guy up on a street sign. I said, a naked guy? And I swear, I'm not making this up. I couldn't make this up. The SFPD had a bomb truck. A bomb-proof truck was underneath the naked homeless man, along with about 50 armed officers trying to talk to the bum down from the street sign. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. One person said, just shoot him. I didn't say that. Someone said, shoot him. No, they had to talk to Mr. Smith up on the street sign. They had to cajole Mr. Smith. They tied up the whole downtown in San Francisco for one bum. Now, I don't blame the SFPD for bringing out the bomb truck. After all, a naked man could, well, I don't know what he could do, but you need a bomb truck. And you certainly need a tax squad to bring a naked man down off a street sign. You certainly do. I mean, you need armed men with 40 caliber handguns and machine guns and a bomb truck to bring a guy down off a street sign. But I don't actually blame the tax squad. I blame the lawyers. Because you know what this homeless bum said when they finally had enough? And one of the policemen scrambled up the street sign and grabbed him and pulled him down, wrapped up like a mummy. They put a spit thing on him and wrapped him up like a mummy to keep him from flailing. He said, I'm going to sue. Till they muffled him. I don't blame the police. They're working in impossible situations here in San Francisco and every city in the country. The lawyers have destroyed the country. The tort law in this country is so sick that the police are afraid to do their jobs. And that leads us right back to this situation here at the Navy base, the campus, excuse me. The campus, God forbid you should call it a Navy base around the PC, ladies who run it, Navy base. All right, these are contractors, military-industrial complex at work. How many were there, 30,000 people? What were they doing there? It's unbelievable to me. Why aren't naval personnel doing these jobs? Why? Because Obama thinned out the military and turned it over to the contractors and put them in power. Think about all of the, just think about the patronage jobs as a result of firing or not hiring and firing military personnel, right? You fire, let's say, 100,000 people in the military, and then you give your friends who put you in office, like Hewlett Packard, the contract to run the very systems that the Navy, Army, Marine Corps were running themselves, and then they get to give patronage jobs, and then all of them vote for Obama. You get how it works? If you watch the show Boardwalk Empire about the corrupt head, Nucky Thompson, of Atlantic City, you get some inkling of what's going on in the United States today under Barack Obama. It's almost identical to Boardwalk Empire. But I wouldn't call it Boardwalk Empire. I'd call it something else, but it's a family show. The phone number is 855-407-2282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Well, aside from what I found earlier, that he had visited Thailand and a little trip to Thailand, no one knows what for, the shooter, and although he was thrown out of the Navy, was given a top secret clearance by the goons who run everything. Of course, if you're a Boy Scout, you're suspect to the FBI. If you're an Eagle Scout, no doubt the CIA will look into your background. But if you're thrown out of the Navy, you're given a top secret clearance today, especially if you don't look like Timothy McVeigh. So I want to show you the psychosis in the media. Here are the headlines on the Tampa Tribune tonight. Headline number one, First Lady says Obama will shake his groove thing at Latin music event, which I heard was canceled tonight. Now, for the Obamas to cancel an event at the White House that would be a party, you know, that's a real sacrifice. Miss America cheers pageant diversity. Moments after winning the crown Sunday, Nina Davuluri described how her diversity delighted whatever. Summer's debate highlights Obama fissures with Dems. That's an interesting story, which I can't go into tonight. The reason that Larry Summers' name was withdrawn for the Fed is because he does not believe in the printing money machine that the lady that they picked does believe in. In other words, the lady they picked, who they're going to make the head of the Fed, is a money printer. Although Summers is a Democrat, he was a little bit of a centrist, too much for the university idiots who run the country and have run it into the ground or run it off the rails. That's a very big story. Lawrence Summers withdrew his consideration for Federal Reserve yesterday. And the reason he did so is because he's not liberal enough for the left-wingers who run the country who know nothing about running a business. The left-wingers who have never created a product or a service that anybody ever needed didn't like Larry Summers. They want someone who'll keep printing money like the lunatic Ben Bernanke, who should be given an anti-Nobel Prize. Ben Bernanke, if there was an anti-Nobel Prize for economics, Ben Bernanke earned it. Obama laments shooting as gun debate has gone cold. Well, it didn't stop Dianne Feinstein from calling for gun control. Now, that's very convenient for her because even her base, her left-wing loony base in San Francisco, has been screaming like bloody murder all over the blogs about her husband getting the contracts for post offices that are about to be sold off. Even the left has had enough of her. But this is very convenient now. She can stand now with her cold, horrible, scary eyes and call for gun control at a time like this. Obama warns GOP against creating economic chaos. You hear? He's blaming the Republicans for creating economic chaos when this man, who has never created a product or service that anyone ever needed, has created more economic chaos than anyone in American history. Biden, U.S. will get to the bottom of Navy Yard shooting. Well, that's coming from a reliable source. VP Biden says U.S. will get to the bottom of Navy Yard shooting. Yeah, right. Yeah, you're in charge. We'll get to the bottom. Anyway, you got the picture. That's it. You'll get the picture. 855-407-282. Let's take some calls on the program tonight. Andrew on WABC in New York, go ahead. You have the next word on the program.
I think Obama did create a service once that people wanted. He was some type of a shyster lawyer that sued companies. So, in a sense, that's a service, even though it's a...
I didn't know he actually practiced law. You mean he didn't? He actually went after companies for doing their job, huh?
And he represented Acorn, also the corrupt organization.
Oh, there you go. That's what they teach him in Harvard when you get out. Look for your first lawsuit within your family. I guess he went to the same professor who gave that seminar. As they graduate from Harvard Law School, they're told in their last year, in their last course, in their last month, look for your first case within your own family.
And you spoke about the medals decorated naval officer. Even John Kerry was technically a decorated naval officer.
No, but this guy never served in the Navy in that regard. He never served in combat, the shooter. He was given medals for nothing, for serving 30 days without shooting anybody in his unit. They gave him a medal. They give everyone a service medal for sitting in there for 3 months or whatever. He never served in combat, and he was thrown out for being a lunatic.
Disarming.
How could they throw a guy out of the Navy and get how could he get hired and give a top secret clearance? How is that possible?
Like you said, the academia took over. They kicked out the military. They filled.
I guarantee you, this guy who did the shooting would have been allowed into England. Probably would have been allowed to visit the Queen.
That's what I want to talk about. England. They disarmed the police. A terrorist ran down a British soldier, decapitated him in the middle of the street. It took 20 minutes for armed police to get there.
Oh, that's right. I remember they had armed police who shot him immediately, the Muslim terrorist who decapitated the poor member of the British military. They decapitated him in the street, cut him up like a sheep. And the Bobby stood on the sideline quaking and quivering. They had no guns. They had a special division inside the London police who had an actual gun. They had to get him out of the locker and get the bullets from somewhere in Shropshire. They had to get the bullets sent in by Pony Express for them to load the gun. Yep. Slavic sense of humor, sarcasm. What else can you do? What a sad day. Think of the people injured. You know what the numbers are going to be like tomorrow? How many are dead? 13, they say, today? What's the number going to be tomorrow morning? They started in the morning with 3. Then it was 4. You knew already. 3, 4. How did he get a secret clearance? How did he get a top secret clearance if the man had been thrown out of the military for anger and bullets? How's it possible? Meanwhile, a Russian official was mocking today. He said, a clear confirmation of American exceptionalism. I think it was more aimed at Obama, who they really have no respect for. Another big hour right here on your local affiliate. Stay tuned to the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, hour number 3, The Savage Nation, is coming up Monday, September 16th. It's another mass shooting, this time by a gunman in a Navy Yard where nobody was armed. Let's start with the top of the story. Just as in Fort Hood, where a lone gunman walks in who's a psycho with a gun, It's not a university facility. It's a military facility. And the man goes in there and kills people. Who knows, 13, they say today, tomorrow it'll be higher. Not one person working in the Navy Yard had a gun. Now, here is a Navy reservist, Aaron Alexis, who was a Defense Department contractor. You know, that building, the Navy Yard? They were all contractors. What? It's not your father's Navy. Let's start with that. Does that look like your father's Navy? It looks like a rotten high school, what's going on in the military now. He's also a convert to Buddhism, another religion of peace. But he's also said to have had flashes of temper that led to run-ins with police over his shootings in Fort Worth, Texas, and Seattle. But because, let us say, he was not Timothy McVeigh in looks, he was not arrested for the shootings in Fort Worth, Texas, and Seattle. He was released. After all, he was studying Buddhism. At the time of the shootings, he worked for the Experts, a subcontractor on an HP Enterprise Services contract to refresh equipment used on the Navy Marine Corps Internet Network. What does that mean? Nobody knows. Well, if you look at the man's history, it was a very checkered past. He never should have been allowed onto that Navy base. But as you well know, under Obama, everyone is welcome except an Eagle Scout. This is the Savage Nation, 855-407-2282. There's really no other story to talk about but this one. My position is very clear, as I have stated for the last few hours about this Navy Yard rampage, and it's on my website. There's no question about it. And that is the fact that should every contractor and staff member on a military base be armed? Would that have saved lives this morning and at Fort Hood in the past? Huh? We don't know. Maybe. Maybe someone could have shot the gunman. The gunman also claimed he had PTSD after 9/11 because he was there. Of course, he'd been arrested for shooting a bullet into a neighbor's home. He attended a Buddhist temple. How he got on the base, nobody knows. Yeah. Feinstein, true to course, calls for new gun control laws. I say we should have Feinstein control laws and Richard Blum control laws. Let's look into the post offices that they got in a sweetheart deal from Obama. 13 dead in Navy Yard shooting. Oh, and by the way, your president, darn, he had to cancel his Latino concert tonight where he was going to get down. Didn't hear about that one? Oh, yeah. He was going to cancel his concert. There was a Latino concert in the White House tonight, and unfortunately, he had to be canceled. Now, why was Alexis not charged in 2010, recklessly discharging a firearm? Well, as you well know, he was not a white male. That was number one. And number two, he was not a white male. And, of course, there's a third reason. He was not a white male. So if you want another reason, I would say take the upper three and permutate and combine them, and you'll find out why he was not charged for his previous incidents with guns. And then you'll understand how America works today. Had he looked like Timothy McVeigh, I guarantee a SWAT team would have come to his door and disarmed him. Anyway, 13 dead in D.C. Navy Yard rampage. Ex-Navy man sprays gunfire into cafeteria and hallway. We still don't know what the grievance is, but I'll leave you with one thought, and that is this. Every contractor and every military personnel, all of them, should be armed when they're on a base. Should there be more gun control or more guns on bases? That's question number one on the program today. The phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282. Should there be more gun control or more guns on bases? When I say more guns on bases, I mean every military person on any base is carrying a sidearm at all times. That is how you stop this. That is how you permit people on bases to defend themselves. We are wide open to terror attacks like this at any time, as we learned this morning, and as we learned when Major Nidal Hassan screamed Allahu Akbar and went on his Muslim rampage. This tragedy could not have been avoided, perhaps. Well, maybe it could. I'll tell you a little news that just came out. Because the man was dismissed from the military a while ago. And you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. Aaron Alexis, who was this computer contractor on base, had been apparently dismissed from the military. And here's what we heard. Quote, discharge from the military does not automatically disqualify a person from getting a job as a military contractor or a security clearance. It depends on what the circumstances are, said a spokesmouth for the company who hired him. He went on to say, obviously, the shooter was well qualified. This really came out and shocked all of us. A Navy official said the shooter had been given a general discharge. You know what that is, don't you? That's a classification often given to service members who leave the military with a blemished record of performance. In my day, it wouldn't have been called a general discharge. He would have been thrown out and his life would have been marked forever for what he had done. But because we have a permissive society with an outcome-based education system and affirmative action, today everything is covered up and swept under the rug. And I'll go back to my main point, and I still believe it. More guns left, less crime. More guns, less crime. If every armed services member had a sidearm, as they had in my father's day, not after Bill Clinton deballed, defanged, and declawed the military, events like this would be fewer. They certainly would be fewer. Who disarmed the military on basis? Bill and Hillary Clinton. Let's go to the callers. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. WABC, John, you're on the Savage Nation from New York. Your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
In my opinion, every soldier on every base in America should just hold a protest and just get their damn guns back once and for all. What kind of garbage is this? What kind of country is this?
What kind of country is it? It's Mr. Obama's neighborhood. It's Mr. Obama's neighborhood. Everything should be peace-loving and peaceful. That's what it is. It's Mr. Obama's neighborhood. That opens up a line at 855-7282. WMAL, Washington, D.C. Dustin, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to make one comment to you, Mr. Savage. I know you don't have a bunch of time, and I don't at the moment either. When are we going to realize that a country, as a whole, to start calling this what it is? I heard you once say, Mr. Savage, that maybe our enemies have declared war on us. When are we going to realize that we're at war?
Well, the question is, what do you mean by our enemies? Do we have any idea whether or not this gunman was a member or a sympathizer with our enemies, per se? He could just be a lone lunatic who had a personnel grievance. We don't know whether he was involved with Al-Qaeda, do we?
No, we don't.
So how can we say it's our enemies that we have to worry about? Sure. Look, a war has been declared on America, but it's not so much from Al-Qaeda, it's from the left. The left has declared war on America's institutions. Obama has said he wants to transform America. Obama has boasted he's a transformational president. Well, I would ask you, has he transformed America into a nation of patsies who can't defend themselves? Did you see the workers come out with their hands raised high? Did you see that the tax squads made them put their hands in the air like they were the perpetrators? Do you see what's going on in this country? Thanks for the call. Borders, language, culture is my motto. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Navy and local law enforcement, federal authorities, and the doctors who responded with skill and bravery.
Come on.
To my team that I want the investment.
Cut it out. No one believes it. We're turning more. I can't listen to him. I don't know about you. I've reached a point where every word that comes out of that man's mouth riles me. I get angry when I hear him talk because I know one thing is true. I know one thing is true, that there's nothing true coming out of his mouth. Who needs a homily from Barack Obama on a night like this? Who needs this pat statement about our hearts go out, our love and prayers go out? I don't need balloons. I don't need flowers. I don't need teddy bears on the site where these people died. I need action from this dim-witted Congress of ours where they reinstall the right for the armed forces to carry arms. The military has been disarmed by Bill Clinton. The liberal, left-wing, academic psychopaths have disarmed our military on basis. You don't even know this. See, I've been trying to alert America since the Fort Hood massacre. It's a one-man thing here. No one else has caught on to this that I know of. I've been screaming and yelling about it. If you had guns on military bases, they would be more secure, not less secure. Armed forces without arms? Are you kidding me? Are you crazy? Do you understand what's happened to this country? Here is a president who does not trust our military to carry guns on bases, but has approved Al-Qaeda and other terrorists to carry machine guns in Syria. I don't know if you understand what I just said to you. Obama has authorized the shipment of machine guns and other weapons to cutthroat anti-American psychopaths in Syria, but refuses to permit our military men to carry weapons on bases. Do you get the picture? How do you feel about that? WRNN in South Carolina. Scott, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I spent 2 years in Baghdad, Iraq. I know over there that, you know, coming into DFACS to eat food and everything else, I know it's different than being state-bound, but, you know, every military personnel over there has to check their weapon before they come into the DFACS. Stateside...
Wait, you're saying even overseas, the troops are disarmed inside their bases?
No, they're not. They have to actually fire check their weapons before they come into a DFAC just to make sure that there's not one in the chamber.
But they're not disarmed. They're not forced to put them in a locked locker, are they?
No, they are not. They are not. But I did want to say that, you know, I agree with you on 99% of your points, but there are more weapons, more personnel in the military are carrying more weapons than you're aware of in military installations. I mean, there are a lot of people that do have firearms on them at all times.
Oh, I hear you, but what about today? How come this so-called campus was basically like a lawn being mowed down by a lawnmower?
It's just one of those tragic things that happens, and I agree with you. I mean, everybody that's in the military, if they're on base or not, on campus, you know, they should have a firearm with them at all times. I agree with that 100%.
Do you know that the military called this Navy base a campus? Do you know that? They defined it as a campus.
I heard the report on Fox News.
It's a campus. It's not a military base. So when you say Navy, what you think is McHale's Navy, or you think of proud men from Annapolis in my generation. You think of naval aviators. You think of men who slew the dragon. Oh, no, not today. Take a look at the workers who ran out with their hands in the air. I don't blame them. I would take the job, too, if I could make a good buck for sitting around and checking on my benefits, you know. Anyway, it's a terrible day. It's a terrible day. But Obama today armed the terrorists in Syria while our military men are disarmed. Did you hear that little story? Oh, you didn't catch that? Obama waives ban on arming terrorists to allow aid to Syrian opposition. Oh, yeah. You didn't know that occurred, huh? Your president is arming terrorists as we speak. President Obama waived a provision of federal law designed to prevent the supply of arms to terrorist groups to clear the way for the United States to provide military assistance to so-called opposition groups fighting Syrian dictator Bashar Assad. Some of the elements of the Syrian opposition are associated with Islamic terrorist groups, including Al-Qaeda, who were responsible for September 11th attacks, by the way. And Obama has said, citing his authority under the Arms Export Control Act, he announced today that he would waive the prohibitions in sections 40 and 40A of the AECA related to such a transaction. And so, therefore, they're going to send machine guns to Al-Qaeda members in Syria. Who do you think is behind this? Senator Carl Levin, psychopath Democrat, Michigan. Senator Bob Corker, Republican, Tennessee, endorsed providing such weapons to the Syrian terrorists during an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday. And this is the same Congress that refuses to face the fact that the Fort Hood massacre would not have been as bad as it was, and perhaps even today's event could have been stopped before it started had everyone carried a sidearm on that campus. On that campus. Derek on WFTL down in Florida. Derek, welcome to the program. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, for the last few years, as you're aware, in Afghanistan, the higher command has been ordering soldiers to be disarmed, including Camp Leatherneck. When Leon Panetta visited there, they ordered our own troops to be disarmed while he was there.
Well, that's right. They were afraid that they hated him so much that somebody might have gone crazy. But they trust Al-Qaeda in the Syrian opposition. They're to be trusted, but our troops are not to be trusted. So that tells you who the enemy is. The enemy is us. We are the enemy of ourselves by letting these by letting these superb individuals run us like geldings. Like geldings with rings in our nose. Geldings everywhere running the world. That's why the Russians are laughing at us. That's why they said such a sarcastic thing today, early today. I happen to have a Slavic sense of humor, so I found it humorous. I understand what they were saying. The Russians said this shows you how exceptional America is. Now, many took exception to that, but he was throwing that at Obama himself. I don't believe that the Russian was throwing that at American soldiers, per se. I think he was throwing that put down at Obama, who thinks he's so exceptional that he could disarm our troops and disarm our troops here in America. Anyway, that's not the issue. The issue today is who did it, why did he do it, and how did he get on the base? He had been thrown out of the military. He had a security clearance nevertheless. 855-400-7282 in Washington, D.C., John on WMAL, you're on the air.
Hey, I work in a special operations unit in the Army, and I think most people would be pretty surprised if they learned how exactly guys are being trained to respond to these sorts of scenarios. They refer to these as active shooter scenarios, and it's weird to see, because we've got thousands of guys who are, you know, battle-hardened infantrymen and Rangers and Green Berets.
Yeah, but they have no weapons, do they? They're not allowed to carry a weapon on the base because it might scare one of the feminists. It might scare one of the new types that they brought into the military on the way to the wedding. After all, a gun scares people on a military base. There's no place for guns in the U.S. military anymore. We don't need guns, do we?
Savage.
Contractors. Did you see the thousands and thousands and thousands of contractors here at this so-called Navy base? In the past, in my time, these jobs would have been done by Navy personnel, by men who had enlisted in the Navy and who were trained to do these jobs. Why are these jobs being outsourced to contractors? Just ask Dianne Feinstein. Just ask all of the people who are the middlemen. Just ask the people who get money kicked up to the top. 855-400-7282. You're listening to The Last Word in Talk Radio every day, The Savage Nation. If you care to comment on the hate event of today, the gunman who claimed to have PTSD because he was at 9/11 and rescued someone, so he said. This is the same peace-loving Buddhist who had been arrested several times for shooting bullets, once into a neighbor's home, and for other anger-fueled events. How was he working on a Navy base? Well, I'll give you one answer. He didn't look like Timothy McVeigh. WMAL James, you're on the Savage Nation.
Quick point for you, Dr. Savage. The reason that there are so many contractors is so that the president can say the government is smaller today than it was yesterday. If you take away a federal employee or a U.S. naval person, you get to say that they're a contractor. So you
well, last I checked, the first lady had something like 60 personal assistants and staff, if not more. He certainly didn't downsize the office of the first lady, did he?
Well, of course not, but he certainly downsized the United
States. What does she have, 60 personal assistants, hairdressers, public relations flacks? He didn't downsize the staff in the White House, did he? He's supposed to have a party there tonight, which he canceled. Apparently they were going to have a dance and a little music at the White House. Even he became embarrassed, if you can believe it. Even Obama became embarrassed and canceled the Latino party tonight. It's a tragic day. It's a tragic day all around. And there's a lot of blame to go around. From my point of view, more guns, less crime. A gun in the hand of every military person, a sidearm on every military person on base is, in my opinion, an insurance policy against this kind of event getting out of control. Casey in Pennsylvania, you're on the Savage Nation.
Why is it that the civilian police, cops on the street, have to go onto a military base to defend members of the United States military? It's embarrassing.
Because Bill Clinton disarmed the United States military on our bases. It is not the U.S. Navy of your father. We've gone from the U.S. Navy to wavy gravy in one generation. By the way, this murderer, Alexis, had a security clearance. Aaron Alexis had been working as a computer contractor for a group called the Experts and had a government contractor access card that would have allowed him onto the Navy Yard and other military installations, according to the company's CEO, Thomas Hushko. He was working as an hourly technical employee on a massive subcontract with Hewlett-Packard to refresh computer systems worldwide at Navy and Marine Corps installations. My God. My God, to refresh computer systems worldwide at Navy and Marine Corps installations. How many members of Al-Qaeda are working on our bases around America because of diversity? Any answer to that question? Most of those who were injured or killed, God bless them all, were not naval personnel. They were contractors, part of the military-industrial complex, worker bees. To show you how brilliant Eisenhower was, have you seen how many thousands and thousands and thousands of people are there simply getting contracts, letting contracts, etc.? Now, that's not the issue today, but I want to put it in context in terms of what I'm about to say. It is my educated opinion that there must be more guns on bases to prevent this from happening again. I said this after the Fort Hood massacre, where that bastard Major Nidal Hassan went in there, chanted Allah Akbar, and shot, killed 13, wounded 32. Nobody had a gun. He wasn't stopped until a local policewoman came in and shot him. Now here we have another case. Unarmed military personnel, whether they be contractors or not, they're on a U.S. naval base. Who disarmed these naval workers? Who disarmed the military on Navy bases? Who disarmed the military on military bases? Since the left-wing academic lunatics took over this country under Bill Clinton and beyond, they have turned our military into a social enterprise, a place to change America, a place where gay marriage occurs, a place where people who can't get jobs get jobs. You don't like to hear the ugly truth, but that's the ugly truth. Just visit a naval ship today and take a look at what's floating around at sea today. Take a look at what's floating at sea today, and you'll wonder how we can ever win another war. In my educated opinion, if every military person in this country had a sidearm, as they once did have until the left-wing fanatic Bill and Hillary Clinton, the fanatics, came along and disarmed them. I want to remind you what a military is. A military is an armed force. Think of the word armed before you say a word. A military is an armed force. They're not the London Barbies of the 1950s running around with a pith helmet and a whistle and a bicycle. A military is supposed to be an armed force, the armed forces of the United States of America. There's a lot of blame to go around. This gunman, how did he get on the base? He was a Buddhist, after all. He was attending a Buddhist temple because he was such a peace-loving man. And true to form, the demagogue Dianne Feinstein is calling for new gun control laws. Well, Dianne Feinstein, I have this to say. We need Feinstein-Blum control laws, not gun control laws. Let's talk about the post office contracts that even the radical left is in on. They know what you're doing. Now, this was, of course, an attack inside the United States. We have no reason to believe it was terrorist-related, but what would you call this, a love event? This was a terrorist event, whether he be domestic terrorist, whether he be connected to Al-Qaeda, we don't know. But we do know that this was a terrorist event inside the United States. Again, the main question is, from my point of view, how I see it, is this. It's not even a question to me, but if you want to debate it, I'm willing to discuss it, which is guns, guns, and more guns. I'm for arming every military person on every base in the United States of America. Never forget that they were disarmed by Bill Clinton. And before Bill Clinton, as you would expect, a military personnel had a gun, a sidearm, with him at all times so he could defend himself. It was Bill Clinton who disarmed our military on bases. And do you know why he did it? Because he so hated the military and feared a military coup. You have no idea how far we have come on this arc of left-wing fanaticism and how it is decimating virtually every aspect of the United States of America as we know it and as we knew it. You can't blame this directly on Obama, but you can blame it on Bill Clinton. He disarmed military personnel on the basis. The Democrat left-wing university gun grabbers did this. Again, I say, should there be more gun control or more guns on bases? You know who disarmed the military. It was Bill Clinton. Now, there's a piece of sound you must hear. When I have told you, beware the government media complex, you thought it was a joke. Well, it's not a laughing matter. Tonight on CNN, a so-called CNN anchor named Carol Costello said that she never heard of such a thing happening before. Apparently, Carol Costello, in her hysteria, never heard of the Fort Hood massacre. I want you to listen to I Never Heard of Such a Thing Happening as the CNN anchor blanks on the Fort Hood shooting. Listen.
I used to work in Washington, live in Washington. It seems so unusual to me that a gunman could create this kind of havoc at a U.S. military facility.
Yes.
Guns.
Have you ever heard of it happening before, Brian?
Brian, another Schmendrick.
I'm sorry, Carol, I missed that question. Could you repeat it, please?
No, I was just saying that this is so unusual because this is such a heavily secured military facility. I worked in Washington for many years. I'd never heard of such a thing happening.
Well, we haven't either in this area, Carol. This is the first
time
we've...
Okay, they never heard of the Fort Hood massacre, apparently. That's CNN. I would fire both of them if I ran CNN, but I don't run CNN. I run the Savage Nation. They're not qualified to be anything, these two. Okay, alleged D.C. shooter's name being run through terror databases. No sign yet of motive. Oh, really? They're not ruling it out, though. In a press conference Monday afternoon, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray said officials still don't know the motive. Remember this morning, the media was reporting it was a disgruntled employee? In other words, it was workplace violence like the Fort Hood massacre? Well, it turned out he never even worked at this naval base. According to the latest report, he wasn't even a worker. He was just given the clearance. It looks to me like there's a little more to the story than meets the eye, as usual. But don't worry, the girls are on top of it. I'm sure they'll get to it tonight after a little supper. They'll put their heads together and they'll come back to you with a little info after the lanes close down. D.C. Mayor said, we don't have any reason at this stage to suspect terrorism. But certainly it has not been ruled out, said the mayor. Well, it's been ruled out by the FBI. It's been ruled out by Homeland Security. It was ruled out by Obama. It was ruled out by the NSA. Terrorism was ruled out by Naval Intelligence. I mean, they've all ruled it out immediately. Before the gun went off, it was ruled out. So I'll ask you this. Do you think this is terror-related? Do you think tomorrow will bring fresh information, which may show a little connection between Mr. Aaron Alexis and some, let us say, foreign groups that have little to do with America? Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what's going on under this academic left-wing junta that's running America. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So let's see, Obama waived laws today on the Foreign Arms Export Bill to send weapons to the Syrian terrorists, Syrian opposition. To me, they're one and the same. At the same time, our troops are not armed on bases around America. It's amazing to me. It's just amazing to me. So here we are, world murder statistics. Murders per 100,000 citizens. Detroit, Michigan, 310 murders per 100,000. Washington, D.C., 200 murders per 100,000. East St. Louis, 101 murders per 100,000. And then you go down the list, and you get to the bottom. Even in Uganda, it's 36.3 per 100,000. And then you go way down on the list. North Korea, 15.2 murders per 100,000. You know, and you get to the bottom of the list. Peru, Russia, 10.2 murders per 100,000. Kazakhstan, 8.8 murders per 100,000. Madagascar, 8.1 murders per 100,000. You have to go all the way to the bottom of the list, and you might come to the conclusion that maybe the military should be rearmed on the bases. Maybe. The United States is 4.2. 4.2, isn't that interesting overall? 4.2 murders per 100,000. It's actually one of the lowest on the entire list in the world murders per 100,000. The U.S. overall is a very peaceful nation. Detroit, 300 is at the top of the list of the number of murders per 100,000. Washington, D.C. is number two in the world list of murders per 100,000. But the U.S. overall, Dianne Feinstein and Richard Blum, maybe they could figure a way to make money out of guns. I don't know yet. Maybe he can transfer. You know, they're just banning lead bullets here in California. That should make it real easy for hunters. Maybe Richard Blum, Dianne Feinstein could put out a bill that only he can sell the ammunition with the copper jackets, made perhaps in China or in Russia. You never know. I mean, look, how hard is the switch from making shopping carts to making bullets? The shopping cart business has already been saturated, so you can shift the lines over in the slave labor areas into making copper-jacketed bullets in China. Maybe they could use slave labor. I say carry a weapon. In Switzerland, there is law that requires everyone own a gun. Everyone in Switzerland must own a gun. And by the way, they have a very, very low... No murder occurrence in Switzerland. No murder occurrences in Switzerland that I know of. Everyone owns a gun. They maintain marksman qualifications regularly, and they carry a weapon. You get it? Should there be more gun control or more guns on bases? Huh? Do you find it odd that this guy who did the shooting was not yet a contracted employee? He had just been given clearance, top secret clearance, by the way. Even though he'd been thrown out of the military, shall I say a questionable discharge? It didn't stop the greedy contractor from hiring him. He was working in the nerve center of the U.S. Navy on computer programs that the Navy needs on their ships and God knows elsewhere around the world, even though he'd been thrown out of the Navy. I find it odd that he made an extended recent trip to Thailand. Did you know about that? Oh, yeah. I know the girls that were in the lanes didn't pick up on that yet. They're still analyzing it over in the bowling lanes. But, yeah, this shooter had a recent trip to Thailand, even though he was thrown out of the Navy. And even some of his own family are saying they hadn't heard from him recently. Isn't that interesting? How did he get a job in the nerve center of the Navy? And why did he pick people working in the nerve center of the Navy at a time when the Navy is off the coast of Syria? That's very intriguing. Now, he could be just a deranged guy with medication problems. Maybe the meds didn't arrive because Obamacare hasn't clicked in yet. Maybe he really did have PTSD. But I kind of doubt that he worked alone. That's my opinion. Whether or not we will ever know the full story is quite another question, by the way. But let me go back. The strict anti-gun laws of Washington, D.C., combined with the psychopathic, strict anti-gun policies put in place by Bill Clinton in the U.S. military, certainly have played a role in today's shootings. Of course, the response from medicated liberals will be to make gun laws tighter. But if you actually think about it, the answer is to have more guns on bases in the armed services, boys and girls. Now, many of you who grew up on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and shows like that and Sesame Street, you're adults now. Although you look like adults, you're really still eight-year-olds. And what you don't know, all of you children in America, is that the armed services are supposed to be armed, but they were disarmed by Mr. Clinton. And that's why no one was able to shoot at this shooter. Same with the Fort Hood massacre, which was conducted by Major Nidal Hassan. So I say there should be more guns on bases. It's time to end Clinton's ban on sidearms on bases. And that's just my opinion. It's that simple. Let's go to the callers now on the program. 855-407-282. The shooter made a recent trip to Thailand despite having been thrown out of the Navy. And he was in a practicing Buddhism, which is another religion of peace, as you well know. You know, only Christians are violent people. Certainly not any other religion. It's just... According to the liberal, only Christians are violent people, going back to the Crusades. They know nothing about what the Crusades were, what caused the Crusade, that the Crusades were a result of the Muslim Crusade to take land from Christians. You don't want to know any of that. It disturbs your mentality. But let's not talk about the Crusades. Let's go into ancient history. Let's go into modern history. Let's talk about today. We know the questions. We know the answers. You have an opinion. Sound off 1, 2, 3, 4. From the U.S. Navy to wavy gravy in one generation. WABC Jim, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I couldn't agree with you more, usually 99% of the time, and I'm former service myself. I do distinctly recall, though, I think it harbors back to even right down to the Constitution, that a federalized troop is not allowed to carry live ammunition over American soil when you're on CONUS. If you go overseas, you're welcome.
Wait. Let's look at this. How come they carried sidearms until Bill Clinton, the left-wing fanatic, took over America?
Well, MPs are technically allowed because they're part of the policing order.
No, sir. Before Bill Clinton came along, men were armed on bases. They had weapons. It was Bill Clinton who disarmed them. And he did so because he was afraid of a military coup. Bill Clinton hated guns and feared the military, the same way he hates police. Don't you remember he and his family called the FBI pigs at the time?
All that. I think
no one remembers history. Well, those who do not remember their history are condemned to repeat it. How is it that Obama waived the ban on arming terrorists to allow machine guns to go to Syrian opposition forces, but has not waived the disarming of American troops on military? If I were president and this happened after the Fort Hood massacre, the next day I would have gone on national television and I would have said this is going to come to an end in order to reduce the incidence of such crimes against our military personnel. I am now going to make certain that armed forces personnel are required to carry their arms on bases at all times in order to defend themselves and their brothers in arms. What would be wrong with that? It's unbelievable to me.
Savage.